In the back of the tide book, there is a page called Semi-Diurnal Tide Planes. Let's look at a trip from Scarborough Harbour to the Tangalooma Wrecks on Moreton Island. If we look down the page, we will find Scarborough Boat Harbour and Tangalooma. These are the two locations we need the tide times for. At the top of the page, we can see the third and fourth time difference columns. It shows the time difference for the high tide and low tide. That difference is expressed in hours and minutes. If we look at Scarborough Harbour, we will see a time difference for the high tide of plus 0.05. This means that the tide time at Scarborough is plus 5 minutes. We need to add 5 minutes to the port time to get the exact high and low tide for Scarborough. The high tide at Scarborough will be at 0920 hours and a low tide at 1531 hours. If we look at the next port down, Tangalooma, we see that the high tide time difference is negative 0.23 minutes and the low tide time difference is negative 0.27 minutes. So the tide times for Tangalooma on Thursday the 5th of September will be a high tide at 0852 hours and a low tide at 1459 hours, exactly allowing for the secondary port time difference. This does not seem like much difference, but in some areas the time difference for the tides is quite substantial. For example, if you are launching your boat in the Brisbane River at the Goodna boat ramp, the tide time difference for Goodna is almost 3 hours, which is how long it takes for the water to flood in from the bay and travel up the river to Goodna. It is imperative that we not only check the port time, but also the secondary port time where we are operating from. Otherwise, we can be left high and dry for quite a few hours.